Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for WisdomTree, a key player in the financial services space that many of you might already have on your radar. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on what this means for you as a long-term investor. So grab a coffee, let's unpack this together, and see if WisdomTree deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, for those who might not be as familiar, WisdomTree operates in the asset management industry, focusing on exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, and other innovative investment products. They've carved out a niche in the financial sector by emphasizing unique strategies like dividend-weighted and currency-hedged ETFs. With a solid market cap and a global presence, they're not a small fish, but they're also not the biggest shark in the pond, which makes their positioning quite interesting. Now, let's touch on some recent vibes around WisdomTree. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some mixed results over various timeframes. Decent gains in the short term over the past month, but a bit of a roller coaster when you zoom out to the 1 year and 5 year marks compared to broader industry trends in asset management. On the news front, there's buzz about their push into digital assets and innovative financial products, which could be a game changer if they play their cards right. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q2 2025 dropped some juicy insights, with revenue hitting $112.6 million, showing growth and a strong focus on expanding their digital initiatives. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. There are challenges too, which we'll dig into shortly. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the core of this analysis. We're going to break down WisdomTree through a SWOT framework, looking at what's working for them, what's holding them back, and what could shape their future. I'll sprinkle in some insights from their financials and earnings calls to keep things grounded, and we'll talk about how this fits into a long-term investment strategy. Strengths. Solid revenue growth. WisdomTree's latest earnings report shows revenue at $112.6 million for Q2 2025, reflecting a healthy uptick year over year. This growth signals they're doing something right in capturing market share, especially in a competitive ETF space. Innovative product offerings. Their focus on niche ETF strategies like dividend-weighted funds sets them apart. Plus, their recent push into digital assets, as highlighted in the earnings call, shows they're not afraid to innovate, a big plus for staying relevant. Strong margins. Looking at their financial metrics, WisdomTree boasts a solid gross profit margin, which indicates they're managing costs well while scaling revenue. For long-term investors, this efficiency is a green flag. Global distribution network. Their earnings call emphasized leveraging distribution capabilities worldwide. This isn't just talk. It's a structural advantage that can fuel sustained growth as they tap into new markets. Weaknesses. Inconsistent stock performance. While short-term gains look okay, their longer-term performance over the past 5 years lags behind some industry benchmarks. This volatility could spook investors looking for steady returns. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarmingly high, but it's worth noting, carrying debt in a rising interest rate environment can weigh on profitability if not managed carefully, and it's something to monitor. Dependence on niche markets. While their unique ETF strategies are a strength, they also limit their appeal. If market trends shift away from their core offerings, they could struggle to pivot quickly. Smaller scale versus giants. Compared to behemoths in the asset management space, WisdomTree's market cap and resources are more constrained. This can limit their ability to compete on fees or marketing muscle. Opportunities. Digital asset expansion. The earnings call hammered home their focus on digital assets, and this could be huge. As more investors warm up to crypto and blockchain-based products, WisdomTree is positioning itself as a first mover in the ETF space for these assets. If they nail the execution, this could be a massive growth driver. Growing demand for ETFs. The broader industry trend shows ETFs continuing to gain popularity over traditional mutual funds. WisdomTree is well placed to ride this wave, especially with their specialized offerings. Geographic expansion. With a strong distribution network, there's room to deepen penetration in emerging markets where demand for investment products is rising. This could diversify their revenue streams significantly. Favorable valuation metrics. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting the stock might not be overpriced right now. For long-term investors, this could mean a good entry point if other fundamentals align. Threats. Intense competition. The asset management sector is cutthroat, with giants and nimble startups alike vying for market share. WisdomTree needs to keep innovating, or they risk losing ground on fees and product appeal. Regulatory risks. Their push into digital assets, while exciting, comes with regulatory uncertainty. Any crackdown on crypto or new compliance costs could derail their plans and hit margins. Market volatility. Broader economic headwinds or shifts in investor sentiment can hurt ETF inflows. WisdomTree's performance is tied to market conditions, and a downturn could sting more than they'd like. Interest rate sensitivity. Rising rates don't just impact their debt costs. They can also shift investor preferences away from certain ETF products. This external factor is something they can't control, but must navigate. Now let's zoom out a bit and connect the dots. WisdomTree's financial health looks promising with that revenue growth and strong margins, but their inconsistent stock performance and debt levels remind us they're not without risks. Their bet on digital assets is the kind of bold move that could pay off big for patient investors, especially if you believe in the long-term potential of blockchain in finance. On the flip side, competition and regulatory hurdles could throw a wrench in those plans, so it's not a slam dunk by any means. From a valuation standpoint, their forward PE suggests there's room to grow without overpaying, but keep an eye on how their industry peers are priced too. For those of you playing the long game, WisdomTree offers an intriguing mix of stability and speculative upside. Their core ETF business provides a steady foundation, while the digital asset push could be the catalyst for outsized gains if they execute well. But, and this is a big but, you've got to be comfortable with some volatility and external risks that could shake things up in the short to medium term. Their free cash flow looks decent, which gives them some flexibility to invest in growth or weather storms, but I'd like to see them manage that debt a bit more aggressively to shore up the balance sheet. As we wrap up, let's summarize the outlook for WisdomTree from a long-term investment perspective. This is a company with real potential to carve out a bigger slice of the asset management pie, especially if their digital asset initiatives take off. However, the road ahead isn't without bumps. Competition, regulatory risks, and market swings could test their resilience. For the risk-tolerant investor, WisdomTree could be a compelling addition to a diversified portfolio, but it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. Stay sharp, keep tabs on their quarterly results, and watch how their digital strategy unfolds. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on WisdomTree in the comments. Do you see them as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.